Where to go?
Case number 1703V. It's a side and a back setback variance request. This is in the Big Bear subdivision. This Highway 65, 265, P Highway takes off. This is where 265 goes back over. Does everybody kind of know where we are?
Yep.
Okay. Zoom in on it a little. Here's these lot highlighted where Clevenger Cove Road comes in. A little closer zoom in. I will make mention that this property in behind is a Clevenger Cove Branch Association. It's like a green space or something, the property in behind. And do realize that these property lines float. These are for tax purposes only. These are not exactly where the lines are. Here's a partial dimensions added to the GIS layer. Subject property is located at 145 Bamboo Trail, Hollister, Missouri. It's lot 200, Area A, Yogi Bear, Jellystone Park Camp Resort. Taney County Board of Adjustment approved the following setback variances November 19th, 1997. These are already variances that are in place from the standards in the guidance code. For the Big Bear Resort Marina LLC, a front setback variance was granted 10 feet. So you can set buildings 10 feet from the front property line. Sides and back, rather than 7 and 10, it was an even 5 from all the property lines. The applicant, Todd Rammer, is requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the November 19, 1997 setback variance. The applicant is specifically requesting a variance from the required back and side property line setbacks for a 36 by 18 carport placed on the property to cover and protect the RV. The applicant is seeking a 2-foot back setback variance from the east property line and a 3'4" side setback variance from the south property line, allowing for the ability to leave the existing carport in its current location. That means the carport currently sets 2 feet from the back property line, and the carport currently sets 3'4". So that would be the variance he is asking for. The applicant has indicated the inability to move the carport to the north due to an existing building that will not allow the carport to be moved further from the south property line. The applicant is asking for the back set line variance due to the fact that the carport now meets the front setback of 10 feet but would not meet the front setback if the 5-foot back setback is met. Also, the electric pedestal on the front south corner of the carport will not allow the carport to be moved to the west or front of the property. Here's his submitted drawing. He has a permanent building in place, which I have pictures of for you. Here's the 36 by 18 carport. Here's just a drawing. These are not the scale or the location. There's kind of a close-up view of the building that I just showed you in his drawing in the existing carport. It sits actually that close to that building now. This is from the front. Here's a little bit zoomed out farther. You can see there's inches that he could move it to the north away from the south property line. This is on the front. And if I tried to do this and I remember, it was the 45 was held right where my hand is. And it is on the front, and I measured out off the distance. This just kind of gives you a view. Here's a picture of the water spigot and the electric box that are on the front. Be that front right corner as you're facing the property. And here it is down in the bottom again. A view from the back. You can see where the RV actually sticks out beyond the carport. Carport here, if you see the blocks over here on the other side, you can see the corner of the carport sits right in there. I just took a picture from the back of the carport towards the front, kind of to show the angle, and I didn't even line up exactly with the building. And here it's the same, my hand's on the 45. You can actually kind of see the tape, it says 42 foot. And I don't remember the inches right there. I can see 3 and 4, but we're not exactly lined up. Bonita did a good job taking the pictures. Picture again of the north side between his building and the carport. We did find a pin right up in this area, and that's where this tape, you can see the tape measures pulled off the pin and run down the amount of feet. Again, right down here in the bottom is the corner of that carport. Per the requirements of the Missouri Revised Statutes, the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty, by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situations or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable due hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulation and map. If the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves variance request case 17-3V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. 1. Approval of a south side setback variance of 3 foot 5 inches and an east back setback variance of 2 feet, allowing for the ability to leave the existing 36 by 18 carport in its current location on the property. 2. A Division 1 permit for the carport will be required. 3. Compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 4. The decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. That's the end of our presentation.
I am also in a floodplain, so nothing permanent can be built there. I can't put a house up or anything. That's why there's a travel trailer there. I personally thought a carport was not permanent, so never even thought I had to put a building permit. So again, I'm at the mercy of the board. If you could give me some back or some side or some, the side's going to be hard. When they put it up, unfortunately, the people are putting up were there, and he's like, we can cut some pieces. That front one has to stay there. He said that's for structure. He says you really can't cut that one. So if I do move it over, I just have to cut into my permanent building. It really, whatever you tell me I can do, if I can't do anything, if nothing's going to happen, I need to know what my options are, I guess, to cut or shorten, or that's kind of my dilemma where I'm at.
I do have a question.
Sure.
Looking at it a little bit, I'm not saying that you can get there, but I did have an idea. Of
sure.
Depending on what's your other building, what kind of structure is it?
There's actually concrete on both of those. They're concrete, and they are wood.
So that's over. You got an overhang of what, about 2.5-3 feet?
Yes.
Of overhang on that structure.
Yes.
Okay.
Was yes. that a was that?
Well, where I was going with it is that what jumped out at me to maybe gain a little bit on your
sure.
side over there was being able to just
take the overhang
out and slide over, you know, a
sure.
little bit to gain just a little bit.
Sure.
Anyway, not
sure.
that you're going to get all of it, but
sure.
just get a little bit. Sure.
Yeah, anything would be better than.
Well, I mean, just an idea.
Sure.
Was the camper present when you purchased the property?
No, I put that in there.
Okay.
The picture that you first saw, that was the camper that I bought. And if you can tell by the lines, there's no following the lot lines at all
so
from initial.
Did anybody from the board of Clevenger Cove, did they introduce themselves to you after you purchased the property? Before you put the camper on there?
No. No, actually, I just got this tonight. was the actual, the covenants. And I should have got one earlier. It's my fault. I mean, stupidity of the law. I mean, it's still not an excuse, but I got this tonight. This would have been helpful earlier. Again, my fault for not even applying or even asking these guys to put one up. So it definitely, it's my fault. I mean, it's 100% my fault. But no, I didn't. The previous owner never gave me any subdivision rules, you know, anything like that to say, hey, carport or anything like that.
How long have you owned this lot?
Year and a half.
How long has that trailer been on there?
It's 8 months.
8 months.
8 months, maybe. I just put the carport in 2-3 months ago is when I had it. It's a really nice trailer, and we just want it covered up with the hail and everything. I just want to protect our investment. So it was, to us, it was just money well spent. And that's a biggie. I don't want to affect anyone's rules. I completely understand rules and I respect them. I don't think I'm looking bad or doing anything that's harming anything. So that's just where I'm saying any help is appreciated. I actually talked to him. Do you know his name? He came out last week and talked to him because they asked him to come here, and we walked around and he's like, you're fine. Because he got a letter, my neighbor behind, he got a letter and I talked to him. He's like, you're fine, there's nothing, I wouldn't worry about it. So, what's that?
This one, Tom?
No, South.
South?
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
Ken Yates.
Ken
Yates. Ken, yes. I talked to him last weekend. He came down because they said they were going to get a metal detector and find another pin so I can verify where the heck, because I personally didn't know where I was at. And Scott helped out so much because I'm like, am I 5 feet off? Am I right on the line? I don't know where I'm at. So with the pins being found, I'm just at, again, mercy of.
So during the 8 months that your trailer was there, so nobody from the board came to even check the year model of your trailer?
No, not at all. It's an older one, but it's really nice. You got to be 15 years or newer, so it's an 04, 06, so it's within the. It's totally movable. I mean, I know I'm on the back side, but they said because it's movable, you can be on the back side. I can pull it out anytime, and that's the thing with this carport. If I have to move it in a pinch, I'll move the carport. I mean, I don't think it's a permanent structure at all. If it needs to be moved, it will get moved. I'll figure out a way and get it to move. Now, permanently to get it, you know, somewhere safe, that's going to be a different story.
Is the little pavilion, is it the one where is it a post structure where the posts are in the ground around the concrete?
Yes, and there's concrete on both. Yes, it's actually really nice. It's really fun. I like it. So that's what makes it tough. And that's why I'm here. If it's one of those you come and say, I need to move 2 feet that way, 3 feet, I'll make it work. I don't have a choice. Something's going to get, either that's going to get cut into, or that's going to get cut, and I'll move it over as far as I can move it and be legal.
And being familiar with Clevenger Cove, I'm just trying to figure out how, sure, you've owned it for a year and a half, how you never received any covenants until tonight.
The previous owners never gave me anything.
Seems there is some restrictions on carports in there. You guys?
Yes. Yep.
Speak of that. I mean, we've heard something here recently.
Yeah. I'll
same
thing.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Rudy?
Yeah, you did have one.
Similar. Yeah.
We'd established a precedence a few months ago with one, but we'll.
It was. You had one about 3 months ago, variance that, first of all, I'm Rudy Bizard. I'm vice president of the board, and I'm also the board member that's on the architectural control committee with the park manager and George Eckley, who's in the audience. We had one where a lady poured the concrete, which you can pour concrete right up to the line. There's no law or covenants that cover that. She wanted to build a RV on it, and it was denied. A building for an RV, you know, and it was built right on the line. We have the building before you build. What you should do, you need to know where your property pins are. You got to submit a drawing. You got to apply for a building permit. Scott Sterrett comes out. He looks at the pins. We've got the covenants, and I,